Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
It's Haunted Playground right here on the Live Paranormal Radio Network. Please join us at liveparanormal.com and all of our syndicates, iHeartRadio.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Podomatic, Blog Talk Radio, Player FM, the list goes on and on. So thrilled to be a part of all of these families, especially the iHeartRadio family and, of course, the Live Paranormal family. I'm your host, Sheena Metal, and I'm a psychic medium, an interfaith minister, and a 27-year talk radio host. I'm at SheenaMetalSpiritual.com, the show's at HauntedPlayground.com, and every week on the show, I gather folks that I find to be the brightest or most and most beautiful minds in the spiritual paranormal communities. And we talk about everything from is there a God to is there a Loch Ness Monster in my swimming pool? Any and all of those things in between belongs here on Haunted Playground. And my guest today is a wonderfully talented psychic medium in her own right, also a fantastic spiritual scholar, radio host, and more. Wonderful to have her back here on the show for a new year perspective as we catapult ourselves into 2022. Please welcome to the show the wonderful Vox Voltaire is here. Welcome to the show, my friend. It's so wonderful to have you here and to hear your voice again.
Happy New Year, Sheena. Thank you for having me on the show again. It's a delight.
Absolutely fun, my friend. What is 2022? What are you hoping to see in this new year that maybe we haven't seen in the last few years?
Well, I would like to say that we're going to have a little... I cannot lie. Maybe I'm channeling George Washington right now. It's basically going to be tying up the loose ends from the last 2.5 years. Because we have that Pluto in Capricorn that's going to be going retrograde back to where it is right now, all the way through till December of 2022. So this is really the year of just readjusting to the new normal, really. It's not bad. It's just like we have to learn that shift. And people that just are refusing to shift, they're just not going to have a fun time.
Right. You right, know. Right. And you, when you talk about the shift, you're talking about the shift from a spiritual perspective in general, right? Shifting into the age of Aquarius.
Absolutely. And, you know, right now we have Saturn in Aquarius, and really it's going to take about another 2.5 to 4 years to fully be within that age of Aquarius. I think a lot of us jumped the gun. But I've done a lot of astrological research, and within the next 4 years, it really will be here. In particular, once Pluto moves into Aquarius, and around January and February of about 4 years from now, that will truly be the real dawning of the age of Aquarius. We'll have like a what's called a stellium, a major grouping of stars in the sign of Aquarius, and that's when you're going to know that it's really here. All this other stuff since like 1966, it's all been a big preview of where we're going, like on the planet. And people
right.
may think that sounds ominous, but it's not. It's just a part of life, and that's what we're dealing with. So the basic idea is manifesting the shift towards understanding what we all have to do as humanity, really.
Right, absolutely. And how do you think the pandemic plays into that? How do you think we're moving into the third year of the pandemic? Are we going to see a respite from it, do you think? Or is it just part of our new normal before we break free into the age of Aquarius? Because I'm sure when Spirit designed the age of Aquarius, the idea wasn't you're going to be free, but in a mask and you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, well, one of the things about that is And you and I both know, maybe other people don't know, we were at that psychic symposium in January of 2020, and we had predicted all of this, and nobody believed it.
Uh-huh.
And here we are. So the Age of Aquarius is going to be bringing about a totally different kind of freedom. It's the freedom that we gain by all acquiescing to a particular law of humanity. Like, people might have thought back in the 70s that, oh, yeah, you could do whatever you want. Everybody had a certain kind of freedom. But now we have these microorganisms that are changing the face of the planet. And we're just going to have to, like, readjust. We're going to have to learn that there's a different kind of freedom, and that personal freedom may have its boundaries for us to benefit humanity as a whole. So instead of griping about, oh, I'm losing my freedom, blah, 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 you know, if we don't make it through this, there is no freedom for anybody. So the pandemic is forcing us to get like a little spiritual spanking from God. We've been running the playground for a long time, and now there is other things to be considered. So we have to take care of not just ourselves, but be compassionate about other people and what their needs are.
Yeah.
So it may seem like we're losing our freedoms, but it's really not true. We're adjusting to something for the greater good. And I'm not speaking like in terms of socialism and any kinds of politicization of that idea, because I'm beyond that. I'm not really into politics. But just these are the changes that we need to go through. And Pluto in Capricorn, it is the great restrictor. It's the big cosmic spanking. It's the big, you know, stay in the corner, you're being punished until you have a timeout and you learn your lesson. It's not here to break us. It's not here to torture us. It's here to guide us and give us new boundaries.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And I think that we have to realize now that this pandemic has ramifications. I was at CVS yesterday in my mask like a good girl. And I was thinking about how there are probably people who will now wear masks for the rest of their lives out in public because the fear of this illness go away. And for some it will. Some will forget about it as it lessens and move on. But for some people, this is going to be sort of a visceral, in-your-face fear that goes on forever, right? So it's just a whole different...
in your face. On your
right?
face.
I remember when we used to sort of... Exactly. I remember we used to sort of look at Chinese tourists and say, why do they wear masks all the time? What are they scared of?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're covered up in three masks and 57 things wrapped around us and injecting hand sanitizer into our veins. So it just takes one scare, right, for something like that to happen. So I think expecting the world is going to go back exactly the way it was is a false expectation, correct?
I am glad that we agree. Because two psychics in the same room very rarely agree on anything. But that's probably why I think that we have a good friendship. I mean, we're coming from the same place. The basic idea is I remember, like, it was about a year before the pandemic, and I was scrolling through some different funny websites online, and I saw all these people wearing masks in Japan, like it was the way of life. And just this random thought came to me, like, oh, that's really weird. I wonder if we're ever going to have to do that.
And right. Was, and lo and behold.
Yeah. Aside from the fact that, yeah, the
sooner than we thought.
Things of that nature. Yeah. And I hate to say it, but I'm going to be one of those people that's going to be wearing a mask probably forever, and a really cool one, by the way.
Oh, forever and ever a mask. Okay.
Pretty much. I'll tell you why, because just the simple amount of people. I think it was like 78 million more people were born last year, and we reached some kind of population threshold that it's just not realistic to think that you can just walk around without a mask anymore and just not be protected and that you're just not going to get something. There's just too many people, and there's too many germs. There's too many weird stuff going on, stuff in the atmosphere, stuff in the air. And it just seems like a smart thing. Now, one thing, a side effect, is that last year, apparently, there was, like, a lot less cases of the flu. because people were being more consistent about, you know, their cleanliness and their habits. So on a lot of levels, this is not cosmic. It's like plain old-fashioned common sense. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. You know, that kind of stuff.
No, I agree. It's hopefully making us a cleanlier animal, because of all the animals, we're kind of the dirtiest animal. We're a very dirty animal.
We are. And did you know that it's actually safer to have a dog lick you on the face than it is to kiss another human?
Oh, I'm sure
that's
absolutely true. I kiss my cat all the time, and I only worry that he's going to get something from me.
Yeah, that's actually true, that kissing from a dog, and God knows what, gave them licking. I mean, it's safer to do that than to kiss another human. I'm like, oh, my God, where are we going with this conversation? I don't know. But it is kind of interesting. You know, the moon is in Pisces right now, which is activating all that Virgo energy, like in opposition. And we're sort of talking about health and hygiene and cleanliness and boundaries and taking care of ourselves so that others will also be taken care of. It's kind of interesting because we weren't planning on talking about this.
We weren't planning on talking about anything. I just open it up and we just go, right? I mean, but it's part of evolution, right? Is part of your own spiritual evolution is fixing your own stuff, but part of the evolution of the species is for us to become a little better at some things.
Absolutely.
And we need a little bit of work there, right?
We need a lot of work. We need a whole lot of work. But what we should be thinking is that it should be joyful work. Instead of commiserating about all these things that we're supposedly losing, let's think about this. Like, how blessed are we, Sheena, to be able to communicate with so many people every day and to live a completely spiritual life? I know that you do.
Oh, yeah.
I know that I do. What a blessing to be here to call that trumpet to get people to pay attention to all the things that they have, all the blessings that they have already received, instead of like, oh, I need more blessings tomorrow. You know, let's live in the blessings that we have right now. I'm just grateful that all my family are still here. I remember talking about this when there was just like one or two cases, and I had my family like wearing masks and gloves, like before anybody else knew that they were going to be having to do that. And so my whole family's intact, praise God, you know, knock on wood. All my friends seem to have been getting through it because they got the heads up. Like, okay, this is going to be real. It's going to be hardcore. It's going to be really heavy. So let's just take it day at a time and let's do all the right things and protect ourselves. You know? And instead of like going, hiding our heads under the sand and hoping that's going to protect us, it's just not.
No. It's funny. I just was talking to somebody today who was telling me that the property values are dropping so fast in the boroughs of New York City because everybody wants to get out because of all the people, because of the new thing shutting down and all the restrictions. But you know what? There's nowhere you can go that COVID's not going to follow you on the earth. It's everywhere.
That is that absolute fact. And the other
so it doesn't
too,
make
remember,
any sense to run from it.
No, you can't. One of the things that was so timely when you and I first met back in 2020, I was doing recordings every day of my predictions of things that were going to happen. And I said, oh, yeah, well, wait till it hits Delta. And they went, what? I said, yeah. And then wait till it hits, Omicron. And I was going through the Greek alphabet, but nobody knew at the time that that's exactly what they were going to be calling it. And I was just going through the Greek alphabet saying, oh, yeah, wait till they get to Zeta. I'm like, what? Oh, no, we're going to get over this.
Right.
Like, no, you don't understand. This is going to be continual mutation. And I really do believe that this is part of our physical evolution on this planet. I really do. I really do.
Yeah, I do too. I'm with you 100%. I believe you. I believe you 100%. I think that it's part of the evolution. I think, and I also think it's part of our biological makeup. we are our immune systems are actually being changed by it.
Yes, absolutely. And,
that happens.
On too is a lot of conspiracy theorists. One of the big problems is the miscommunication, because people are not stupid. They can sense when you're not telling them the truth. And so this fear that they've had has made them run away from the things that they need to do to protect themselves, because they rightfully understand there is a conspiracy. But I will say, the conspiracy that they fear is exactly opposite to the one they think it is. If you were to think about such ideas as the Illuminati or whomever it is that really runs the show on Earth, they would never be that obvious. So what we have to do, again, is not fear conspiracies. Let's just, like, look at the facts in as much as we can and, you know, perform the functions that we need to do as a society. Stop running around crazy and feel like our freedoms are being threatened when our freedoms are trying to be guaranteed. To me, the greatest
Yes.
freedom of all is able to be on this earth, creating positive change for other beings as well as oneself. So what's the options? Nobody likes to get old. I say, you know, I don't mind getting old as long as I don't have to look old.
Yeah.
You know, what's the option is you're just not going to be here. You know?
Yeah.
So let's play
ball. Absolutely.
Let's do what's right. Let's be here to help each other through this very difficult time. And it's not over anytime soon, and we're not stupid. But this is the time that we can manifest a lot of other kinds of dreams. I'm manifesting a lot of really great stuff right now that I couldn't have done before. So let's use the time for what it's for, which is to contemplate and to change and to become more disciplined.
I agree,
you know?
100%. What do you think the purpose of COVID was? Because I talk about this a lot during my interfaith sermons that you have been so gracious to speak at. What do you think the purpose of it was?
Well, first off, the purpose was is that we needed a boundary. We'd gone way past the boundary. I'll give you an example. At what point when you're making a recipe do you know when to stop adding salt and pork and butter and flour? At some point, something becomes so saturated that you can't even swallow it. There's no boundaries to anything. We were just doing what we want, whenever we want, however we want, for as long as we wanted. And the universe said, I don't think so. And in the sign of Capricorn, which is ruled by Saturn, and Saturn is the lord of boundaries and the word no and the word stop. So when Pluto, the energy of physical stopping by force, is in the sign of stopping, you got two major stops going on there, and it's just going to cut the circuit. And everything's going to go kablooey. Everything's going to stop working. That's what's going to happen. I have to tell you this because it's just so bizarre. Because I know you're clairvoyant as I am, which means we can see visions, and the visions will be accurate for whatever reason. I have one of my greatest clients calls me all the time, and she's like, I'm planning a trip, and I'm reading her cards, and I said, well, you ain't going anywhere. She said, excuse me, Rod, I said, you're wrong. I can guarantee I spent $2,000 on these tickets, and I'm going somewhere. I'm like, no, you're not. She goes, well, what do you see? And I said, I see a huge cinder block wall, hundreds, thousands of miles long, and I see every airplane in the world on the ground. Nobody's going anywhere. And she goes, are you out of your mind? And I said, yeah, probably, because I never saw anything like it in my life. And a week later, COVID hit. It was, you know what happened after. And that was the vision before anything happened. That was the vision I had before our psychic symposium. I did not know what I was seeing. I wasn't seeing a nuclear bomb. I wasn't seeing the destruction of the world, but I saw every single plane grounded. And I'm like, what is that? So we're speaking about boundaries. We were told we can't travel, we can't go, we have to stay home, we have to do this, we have to wear a mask. All of the things that are associated with Plutonian boundaries, Capricornian, Saturnian boundaries, the stopping
right.
of things. It happened, it happened on a dime. It happened instantaneously. Boom.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. I was supposed to go to Dallas to teach, and I never bought tickets because I just had a feeling it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking, I'll just get the tickets as I get closer.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know about COVID. I had COVID and didn't know I had COVID when I had COVID.
Guess
but I just knew that I was not going to that. I was not going to that that weekend of teaching. I just knew.
And when did you get COVID?
And I'm one of those weirdos that I have no urge to fly. I'm sorry?
When did you notice that you had COVID when you had it?
Not until about a month after I had it. Oh, what day did I have COVID? I got COVID on March 1st of 2020.
Okay. That was pretty soon. Only after I checked my medical records did I realize I had it on November 7th, 2019, the month after it was secretly released. And I almost died from it. And I have medical records. My doctor thought, oh, it was a bad flu. And goes, so what's your pain level? And I said, is there an 11?
Is there a 72? Because that's my pain level.
Yeah. And I didn't find out until much later. And I got it at a gym. I got it at a gym.
Oh, wow.
And I'm
That's what you get for working out. See, I knew working out was evil.
Yeah, and you and my dad are one of the same. My dad used to say, listen, if you never exercise, don't start. Which sounds just so ridiculous. Well, a close friend of mine actually got really enamored of this beautiful woman, and she got him into running. And I said, look, don't do it. Just do your walking. I said, you're going to get sciatica, blah, blah, blah. So what happens? He gets sciatica. He winds up getting on some CBD gummies. He gets drug tested at his job. He gets fired. He loses like a six-figure salary over some CBD gummies because he had to treat the sciatica that he wouldn't have had he not started running. I mean, his whole life went straight down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. That's hysterical.
Don't fix it.
Yep, that's what you get. Yeah. I didn't realize I had it till probably a month later when people started talking about the signs, and I was like, oh, yeah, I have those signs.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. and that was when it was really bad. And now I still say, without politicizing it, because I really don't want to turn people off, but please do protect yourself. Get your stuff. Get your boosters.
Yeah,
we're going to have to keep on taking them. But I'm going to tell you right now, please allow me to just say this. You're not going to get turned into a robot with 5G. It's not going to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
Please,
that's so weird. Of all the things that human beings find to be fearful of, Vox, 5G, it's a phone thing. Like, I don't understand why suddenly we decided 5G was, I mean, of all the things, do people not know what it is? Do they think it's, the first time I was in a spiritual symposium group on the phone talking with other psychics, and somebody started talking about our brains being controlled by 5G. And I thought they were talking about 5D, like the 5D world, because I couldn't figure out 5G, it's a phone speed. I mean, it's Wi-Fi. I don't understand. It's nothing. But people can find the weirdest things to become obsessed with, right? And the culling of the population. Although, if COVID is man-made, and I believe it is, I would not be surprised if the idea is the culling of the population in the same way that I believe that was the same situation with the HIV virus. I think they're probably just chemical warfare that got out somehow, and now we're all paying the price for it. But that's what happens, right? We're all breathing the air for all of the emissions that factories leaked out. We're all drinking the water from the oil spills in the ocean. So we are a result of what man does to us every day, and this is just another example of that.
And Pluto in Capricorn is the planetary aspect of waking up to that reality. And something must be done, and it will be done. I got to say something else that's rather strange. I do believe that, you know, the kind of destruction that we're leaving in our wake with pollution and all that, that's an awful thing. But, however, what you're going to find out is a lot of the stuff you're blaming on climate control and all of that is actually coming from the inside of the earth. People are forgetting that the earth is an actual organism. And it's going to do what it's going to do. And it almost doesn't matter what you're going to do on the exterior. The earth will take care of itself. So a lot of this really crazy weather that we're having, you know, these are symptoms of that. People don't understand. I do believe that we should not be trashing our planet the way that we are. And that has to stop, and it will stop. But a lot of the stuff that people are blaming on climate control actually has nothing to do with the exterior of the planet. It has to do with the interior of the planet. So it's very weird.
Yes.
All these strange conspiracies and things of that nature, you know. And also, too, I wanted to wish you a happy anniversary. I saw that you just celebrated the anniversary through True Love.
Actually,
so that's really nice.
Of us meeting, but our actual relationship anniversary is the 30th of January. We were one day old when I saw you at that symposium at the Newmont Center.
I know. And I said, boy,
that was the first, second day.
I remember that.
May 26th.
That was a great event.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
I know, that was a great event. I agree.
It was really great. And then hopefully we'll have some more in the future, too. I wanted to let you know something. When we're talking about manifesting this year, in all of the downtime that we've had, I was able to finish my first tarot deck, which is really spectacular.
Wonderful. Good for you. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. I'm so happy.
Tell me about
it
and what makes it so wonderful. I'm so excited to see it. Tell everybody a little bit about it for me.
Look, it's based on this Spirits of Solomon the King, and it has to do with activating certain parts of the brain that are in line with planetary aspects such as the sun, the moon, Venus, all the seven ancient planets. And they activate parts of your brain wherein you can help manifest some really incredible opportunities and realities in your life. It's not that those things are not already there. It's just that the little synapses that happen to get us to move forward on our ideas. And it's a wonderful, powerful little deck. I did a Kickstarter, and today it just got totally funded, which means it's paid for. Praise the Lord, knock on wood. So we raised
$6,000. That's beautiful.
And would like to hope to get even more than that, because my aim is also to start with some of that extra proceeds after printing and shipping is to benefit some veterans, organizations, other nonprofits for feeding the poor and the homeless in Los Angeles, and also some animal shelters and any other kinds of children's organizations like St. Jude's and things of that nature. So I want to pay that forward.
Oh, that's wonderful.
With any of the with the extra stuff that I'm able to make from that. So, and that's just project number one. And I got a few more in the pipeline, some books and stuff. But I was just so happy to do that. And it took this pandemic of just forcing everything to stop for me to be able to focus and get it done. But anybody that wants to, you know, contact me, you know, to find out about, you know, supporting it, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Why don't you give your contact info out real quick?
Yeah, people can write to me at vox.org, V-O-X-X.org, and the information for the Kickstarter will be on there, or you can just go into kickstarter.com and look for the Goetia Magic Tarot. That's G-O-E-T-I-A-M-A-G-I-C-K-T-A-R-O-T. And it was 10 years in the making, based on, like, you know, 6,000 visions of various angels. And it's a pretty cool deck. I think people will really enjoy it.
I think that's wonderful. That's more needed. We need more decks than ever, I think, now. I think decks are a wonderful way for folks to sort of allow themselves to touch base with spirit without being daunted by it or feeling like they're not worthy of it, as we were all, well, not me, but I mean, as a society, we've been bred for, you know, however many thousands of years that, well, who are you to think you can talk to spirit? And I think that decks are a wonderful way to feel like you can do that without feeling like you're less than, and I love that.
Yeah, and also one other thing as well, thank you for letting me be on here to talk about it, but I'm running a Patreon, which is where I teach all my classes and do events, and that's Patreon, it's patreon.com, and search for me at Vox Magic, which is VOXXMAGIC. I'll be teaching and
wonderful.
Doing events and all kinds of fun stuff. Yeah. So thanks so much for the opportunity to share that with your listeners.
Oh, my God, absolutely. And does your Patreon have a like a monthly subscription to it, and then you get the classes, or are things done on an individual basis or both?
Basically both. I do a small one for getting donations for my podcast and things like that. And then I make the classes affordable, like ongoing tarot, numerology, astrology, Kabbalah, and angelic energies. And I teach ongoing classes at a reduced rate from my private classes, which are more money. So I wanted to be able to teach more people, you know, to the meetups and stuff. So I have that all going on. And people can...
I think it's wonderful.
Like, I'm just trying to make it affordable for people, you know. And basically, too, I run the Discord servers, and I teach my classes live. And until everybody gets on the same level, I teach people individually live by text and by phone. So people can get the sound of things, and they can learn the textual things. And the cool thing, they don't have to buy a book.
Yes,
I mean,
that is wonderful. Yeah.
How are you going to sell a book when speaking to Sheena is way better than any book that Sheena could write, really? Just that interaction with you. I mean, it is like being in a book, you know, because you're sharing constantly all of your knowledge that you're gaining every single day. So I would even suggest that you start a Patreon as well if you're in the mood to do that.
I will think about that. You got me intrigued now to start one.
Yeah.
I think it's, but
absolutely.
Isn't that what knowledge is for, right? It's knowledge is to be shared.
Exactly. And I will never
We're given the knowledge of spirit to pass it on.
Exactly. Just like what you're doing with your shows is giving it out in, like, in the living word, the spirit word, which is beautiful.
Absolutely.
And but say you have, like, a couple of different students that want to learn different things from you, you can share a one-on-one personal experience with that person for whatever it is that they can afford and make it easy for them to do that. Then they have the interactions on screen of all that they have learned, and they don't even need to buy a book because it's all right there.
Right. Right.
I think
right. No, that's wonderful.
No.
That's wonderful.
And I didn't get paid by
you.
I didn't get
right.
paid by
Patreon Patreon did not endorse this. Did you have you written a book yet? Do you have a book? Should I know that?
Yes. I have a couple of books right now, and they're available on my website. And one of them is about the different spirits and angels that are around that you can learn to communicate with for your higher power. So all they have to do is just write to me or actually just text me at 323-782-0222 and say, "Sheena fan, where's the info on your book?" And I'll just send them that.
Oh, fantastic. I love that. Okay. You're wonderful.
Thank you. And where is your book, my dear friend?
You know, I got a whole folder full of book ideas. Do you want to see the outline? I'll tell you what I did during COVID. I built my website. That's what I did. So many times for so many years in so many aspects of my life, people came into my life and they were all going to build a website for me and nobody ever did anything. Mm-hmm. And so about June of 2020, maybe May, because the first couple months, because I'm a long COVIDer, so the symptoms keep coming back. So the first couple months of my life
right.
were not fantastic. And
right.
I sat down one night and I just typed in Wix. And I thought, maybe I could just sort of give this a go. And I picked a template
yeah.
that I liked because it matched a banner that I already had, that I had created for someone who, or somebody had created for me, and then the site never got built. And I plunked it down, and I thought, I'm just going to do one page that has my email, and it has my phone, and it says website coming soon. And in the next 2 months,
right.
I built a whole site, and everything is up to date now, except I have some press I need to put up there, and I have some new stuff I want to add to my store. But aside from that, it's done. I update it. I mean, it's insanity. I'm so good with this thing. I consider it my special time. Like, if everything is done for the day, I'm like, ooh, I can work on the website for a little while.
I totally
understand.
And I'm
just obsessed with it.
Yeah, I was very, very lucky to have a relationship with someone who's a total website genius, created several sites for me, and I used the WordPress site, and I was also able to turn my website into a phone app. So we'll have to talk about that.
Oh, that's
that
nice.
Later
yeah, I need to do
phone.
That too. That's the next thing I've got to do, right, is create the phone app for the website.
Well, I can hook you up with that, and I'll be glad to do it. Because we're working
on
our
that.
Web
yeah.
presence. Which is really important, getting the word out there, creating
yeah.
our products, not just to be
absolutely.
Materialistic, but to have that little piece of
right.
Tina or Vox out there that a person can access and get our information and hopefully learn quickly, like what it is that it's taken us years and our whole lives to gain this information and give it out to the people that seek it, you know?
Absolutely.
That's
yeah.
what we're here to
yeah.
do. I'm really proud of you for that.
Yeah.
You know, so we've been really busy
thank you.
Manifesting not just things and not just products, but really helpful situations for other people to find us and our work and the work that we know that we have gotten from other masters that have come before us, you know?
Yes.
So I'm really happy
yes.
for that.
Yes.
But what are your plans now?
Yeah.
For the new year. Got any good plans?
Yeah, I'm starting a new web TV show on Friday. I'm very excited about that. I'm taking my daily show from that I used to do in Los Angeles only, and I'm going to a syndicated
right.
video broadcaster and starting that Fridays at 3:00. That's my next big thing I've been prepping for. I want to start a third
fantastic.
Show here for Live Paranormal that's all readings and spiritual based, so probably February I'll kick that into gear. And I want to try to get a book done this year, and I want to start teaching more, creating a different teaching platform. I thought I would be traveling to teach this year, but I don't believe that. I think it's still too soon for that, so I think I'm going to be setting up more
too.
Ways to get back to doing a workshop every month.
Yeah, that sounds great. And what's the name of your new show going to be?
It's the Sheena Metal Experience.
The web show.
The show that you've done.
Well, there you go.
Uh-huh. It's
there
going, I'm moving that title over there, and it's going to sort of be where my entertainment life and my spiritual life come together. So I'm going to be probably interviewing a lot of people about spiritual stuff, and I hope everybody's holding onto their asses and ready to go to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. I know I am. Absolutely.
And
congratulations
I'm excited about
it.
Thank you. I've kind of been prepping for that, trying to get the website ready and everything for that launch. That's been kind of my
mm-hmm.
next thing.
So are you going to actually have it on the website?
No, it won't
like
be on
the actual...
it's promoted. I mean, the info's on the website, but it actually will be going out on their site and on all of my social media.
Okay. And what size is that going to be on?
It's on KGRA. That's the broadcast network.
Fantastic. Well,
and
congratulations
and
on
all,
that.
Thank you. I'm excited about that. It's been a long time since I've done a television-based regular show. I mean, I've never done one in the spiritual world, so it's very exciting. I'm very excited about it.
It's about time, and I think, you know, not for anything, but people need us more than ever. I don't think I'm overstating the case. People, I get people that are having such a meltdown every single day. And it's just like, it's good for people to have a place to go to listen to things that can make them inspired and make them feel okay.
I agree.
Because even though these are tough times coming, it's nothing that we can't handle if we have our minds in the right place. You know?
I agree. Again, 100%. Yeah. Very important, and I could not agree more.
Are
we ever going to what?
Disagree on anything? Are we ever going
to
disagree
on anything?
No, do
we need to? Do you want to? There's a lot of shows you can do and disagree with people. Do you want me to send you some recommendations? No, we don't really disagree, do we? I will tell you something, though. Let's talk about something really quick. I'm going to go off the beaten path now and get a little crazy. I hope that's okay with you.
Oh, yeah, feel free.
I know off the beaten path and a little bit crazy is where you live, so.
How did you know my address?
Okay. Exactly. Right, exactly. Okay, here we go. Okay, so when I first started doing my – when COVID hit and a lot of my monthly interfaith, SaturdayNightSpiritual.com, services at Founders MCC Church became about COVID because we're in COVID, so how could it not be? I talked a lot about how I believe that one of the main reasons for COVID was that Spirit wanted everyone on the earth to have the same experience at the same time to really stress the idea that we're one human family, to sort of level the playing field. It wasn't just something that's happening over there or something that's just happening here. It was something that was happening everywhere, so we saw that all of our lives were so much the same. Did that make sense?
And I can totally agree with that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But then I was thinking, and I still believe that, but the other day it was something you said earlier about why you thought COVID happened and how we were treating the world and each other and whatnot. When I was at church doing my service, and I'm still doing it virtually, so there's about five of us in the building, and then everything else goes out on the web. And somebody asked me, no, it wasn't at church. I was at a Christmas party. I was at a gingerbread cookie Christmas party, and somebody pulled me aside on the patio and asked me what I thought the purpose of COVID was and if it could be related to something biblical. And this was the message mm-hmm. the Spirit gave me. And it reminded me of, I'm going to go back and tell a backstory really quick. One time about 10 years ago, I was in an angelic channeling session in the Hollywood Hills. And this giant angel, I mean, the thud it makes when it sat down on the roof of this house. And the message that it gave was, don't make us come back there. Because, you know, like, don't make me come back there, like parents will say to their kids in the car. You're not treating the world right. There's mm-hmm. too much rage, hate, bigotry, intolerance, and don't make us come and fix this. We don't like what you do to each other. We don't like what you do to the earth. Mm-hmm. And you got to straighten up and fly right. And then I started thinking about COVID and how COVID is in a way, I think, is inspiring us to maybe try to be better people or be more aware of what other people are doing in their mm-hmm. lives. And then I thought about the question from the gingerbread party about biblical. And I thought about Sodom and Gomorrah. And, you know, the Bible and Christianity can often be two different things because people interpret it to be something that often it is not. And I know you've read every doctrine or every spiritual book in the world, so you know. You know, people who want to oppress people like to say, Sodom and Gomorrah got smoted by God because there were gays and bisexuals and this and that and gambling and all these things they would like to go away. But the truth is, the reason God took that place out was that people had become assholes. They had become horribly non-human to each other, and they were raping in the street and beating people and stealing from them. And God said, you know what? Done. And I think in a lot of ways, pre-COVID, and this reminds me of what you said earlier in the hour, we were sort of fast-tracking in that direction, right? Everything's about us. We don't care about others. Do what you want as long as you can get away with it. And maybe Spirit said, you know what? You all need a pause. Everyone needs to stop and take a pause right now. And we're going to give it to you. Get in your house and start thinking. You know? And that's what I really believe happened. I believe we got like the Sodom and Gomorrah light. Like the I'm not ready to smote you all yet. I'm not calling out the angels of the smoting, but I am warning you all. We are warning you all, because I think of God as a we. We are warning you all that you got to fix this, because what you do to each other and the earth is not okay. Because look what happened. A month after we were all quarantined, the earth's crust began to repair itself, because we were no longer abusing the earth at the same rate. And it only took a month to see the differences in the atmosphere and the actual foundation of the earth, because there weren't so many cars. Huh. There wasn't so much smoke. There weren't so many boats in the water. I mean, we were put on pause to heal and to allow the earth to heal.
Right.
And I think that's why we're not off pause yet, because we haven't learned yet and the earth hasn't recovered yet.
No, it hasn't. And it's going to be a while. And right now, like you said, it's Sodom and Gomorrah, right? That's a T-shirt for you right there.
Right.
It's good. You said Sodom and Gomorrah light, you know, the light version.
It was the light version of what was done to them. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the thing that we don't think about.
And this is, I'm sorry?
I was going to say, by the time Pluto hits 29 degrees, which will be like around 2023, 2024, in particular, the United States is going to have what's called its Pluto return, where it was about 250 years ago. And let me see, that was a revolution, wasn't it? Yeah, because that will happen. And just like when you're talking about angels coming down, visiting, you know, their levels of judgment, whether or not we're insane, whether or not these beings are corporeal, whether or not they match anything that we have ever imagined, doesn't matter. Those energies will come down, and they will straighten us out. And that is a fact.
Uh-huh.
That is a fact.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and people can listen back to the show in 4 years and go, oh, my God, I can't believe it. And because what we're talking about, you know, we are talking about prophecy. And in Corinthians, one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit is the gift of prophecy. So, yeah, there's a bunch of crackpot pseudo-psychics out there and fortune tellers and whack jobs pretending they're psychics, making a lot of the other people look like, oh, yeah, we're a bunch of crazy people. But there are those of us that are the real deal, that are really paying attention, that are really guiding people towards real dates and real times that are really going to happen. And those of us, like it also says in Revelation, let him who has ears to hear, let him who can read the signs count the numbers. And numbers are adding up. And we're not here to scare people. We're here to educate people to get in line. Get it together. Use this time wisely. Use this time to learn how to, you know, manifest positive projects, things that are worthy of you. Learn how to be empathetic. Learn how to listen to other people. Learn how to follow the laws. The laws of the divine, not necessarily always the laws of man. Although the laws of man, if they're legal and they're governmental, we want to try to play ball. You don't want to just get out there and create a lot of rabble-rousing. But people are about to get extremely disenfranchised, and it's part of the ups and downs of evolution, like what we were talking about. And so what can you do? I mean, we're in for a little bit of a rough ride.
No, we're part of God's ant farm. I mean, you know what I mean? We like to think we're so large and in charge, but the truth is, we are governed by spirit, and there are some laws. Mostly we have free will, and we do pretty much have free will. We have the free will to screw it up.
Mm-hmm.
But we are, you know,
that's
we're
true.
Not allowed to just kill the earth and kill each other and not be held accountable for any of it, because we're here to learn lessons and grow, and it's not ascending to abuse everything around you. That is no form of spiritual ascension.
Exactly. So I'm really hoping that the people that are listening to this show today are going to be really shocked in a really positive way to realize we all need to be on the same side. And as
yes,
evolution
100%.
Goes, those who are not fit to rise, they'll just be cast aside just like any other thing. You know? And it's not about the fear and wrath of God or doing the right thing, otherwise you're going to get, you know, the mighty Khan attacking you. It's not about a threat. God did not put us here to say, okay, you know, pardon my French, bitches, love me. It's like, no, we had to learn how to decide to love God for ourselves because it's the right thing to do. Not because, if I don't love God, not if I don't do certain things, I will be punished. That's not the reason to love God and to love humanity and to do good.
No.
It's the sheer ability of using your powers to bless and benefit not only yourself, but all sentient beings. Now, I just for the heck of it, I added something into my prayers in the last year. Now people are saying the Tibetan clause of Buddhism, which is, and to bless all sentient beings. You know that statement?
Yes, yes.
Blessing all sentient beings. All right. I said, wait a minute. Screw that. What about the poor unsentient beings? There's no ones who need the prayers. So I added unsentient beings into my prayers as well. Why not?
I love that. That's the best.
All sentient.
You are the best, and I appreciate you, and I thank you for being here, sweetheart. We are totally out of time. Again, where can people find you online?
Yes, please visit me at vox.org, V-O-X-X.org. That's my main site. And please text me at any time at 323-782-0222. And for those who want the deck that I put out, visit kickstarter.com and search for Glacia Magic Tarot. And I wish you all love, blessings, benefit, and success during this new year.
Wonderful.
And,
love you, my
so
friend.
Much,
thank you for being here.
God bless you. I'll catch you soon. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
You bet. Take care, sweetheart. The wonderful Vox Voltaire, if you want any info, hit me up for all of your spiritual and paranormal needs. SheenaMetalSpiritual.com. Find us at LiveParanormal.com, at HauntedPlayground.com. Till I see you next time, seek peace, live in love, lead with kindness, embrace unity, raise your vibration, stay spooky, be a spiritual warrior. I'm heading over right now to Live Paranormal's video network, Facebook.com/TheLiveParanormal. I'll be there doing my Haunted Playground After Dark companion show to this right now. I'll see you next time. Thank you for being here. I love you all, and I appreciate you listening every week. We'll see you next Wednesday at 5 o'clock Pacific time right here on Haunted Playground.